as you know, we're heavily reliant on the tourism industry, and currently we have no major accommodation provider within the village. The nearest we have to us is the Radisson Hotel, which is 3 kilometres away. So if this is the case, and look, as you said, these are only rumours, and I think a lot of people in Sligo have heard the same rumours over the last week or so, it would be very concerning for the area if the hotel wasn't returned to facilitate tourism, because I think it's a key part to this, our county. We have direct provision accommodation only in the road of Craig House, so you know, you would be disappointed that if the new purchasers are going to, or whoever it is, if that's the case, that somebody has bought it and they're going to turn into that. It would be very disappointing for the area.
The hotel had been previously housing Ukrainian refugees, and that did have and continues to have a knock-on effect on Ross's Point in terms of the hospitality sector and so on, doesn't it, David?
Oh, it does indeed. You know, in a sense, if you've got 100 bedrooms in your location and in your area and you have visitors coming, if it was being run as a tourism accommodation, you would be hoping to, between the months of April through to the end of September or end of October, that you would be running at somewhere in the region of about 95 or so capacity. That would bring an awful lot of people into the village and into the area. And those people, you know, as I always say, when people come here to play golf, they have to stay somewhere, they have to eat somewhere, they have to go for a drink somewhere, they have to spend their money. And my concern would be is that this money is taken out of the county. So if that's the case, that there isn't those 100 bedrooms available, you know, you could find that that money is taken out of the county and being spent in Donegal and Mayo. And that would be a concern for the people and the businesses within Ross's Point.
Again, this is only speculation, but I presume that you and other business representatives in Ross's Point would be calling for this hotel to be returned to tourist accommodation.
Well, I think it would be very important for the new purchasers if they have, you know, taken on the hotel and bought the hotel, that they would sit down with the local businesses and talk to them and engage with them, because I think you'll find it very hard for buy-in for them into the locality, into the region, if they have a scenario where they just put in direct provision accommodation and discard what the businesses within the village area, and they didn't listen to them. I think, you know, we have to be very mindful that golf, if you take County Sligo Golf Club and Strand Hill Golf Club, and then a Throne Golf Club, which are 3 links courses within, you know, this region, we bring in somewhere in the region of about probably 35,000 guests into this region, and they spend money. You know, they're the highest per capita spend within the region are golfers. So they spend money on golf, they spend money in the golf shop, they spend money in the bar and restaurant, they spend money in the local bars and restaurants, and they have to stay somewhere. And if we find that, you know, a number of these can't get accommodation in Sligo and end up staying in Donegal and Mayo, that auxiliary spend is gone. And that would be the big concern for the businesses and the locality around here if that was the case.